Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, I'm so glad to meet with you once again, wherever you are in the whole world. And I ask you, wherever you are, that you'll pray for this program, that God will speak to people's hearts as they're listening. We have thousands of contacts from everywhere in the world, practically. And so we thank God for this great opportunity we've had. And I have him with me in my studio today, Brother Marvin Bassinger, and I'm glad that he came. And then also Pastor Al Davis, pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church. If you come to Cleveland, Ohio, you might want to stop there at his church. But we're going to start out today, and he has a report to make on science, and I enjoy these wonderful reports he's showing in science in the Bible.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and it's good to be on with you again. And I just wanted to share something in Psalm 102 today. I'm going to read Psalm 102, verses 23 through 27 there toward the end of the psalm. Psalm 102, starting verse 25 through 27, says, "Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." And there's a tremendous scientific truth that's embodied in this, where it contrasts the world, the universe that God's created, with God himself. God, it said there in verse 27, is always the same. His years shall have no end. God is eternal, but the world is not. The universe is not. He says the world that God established would perish, that it would grow old like a garment. He said they wax old like a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them. And the Bible does say that after the tribulation, after the millennial reign of Christ, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. God will change them. But in the meanwhile, the world in which we live, it's getting older. And people didn't believe that all the time. People used to believe that the universe was just kind of always there, always existed. But we know from here that the world is perishing. The universe is perishing. It's growing old, just like clothes get old. They get worn. They get holes in them. Seams rip out, things like that. Buttons fall off. And that's called the second law of thermodynamics. That's an illustration of that. And that is something that people did not believe. They did not understand that. They did not realize that. As far as they were concerned, the universe was unchangeable. But this tells us that the universe, just like your clothes, gets old. It's wearing out. And things are, this is what they call entropy, going from order to disorder. Entropy is increasing. Order is decreasing. The rotation of the earth is slowing down. The magnetic field of the earth is decaying. Erosion is wearing down the mountains and the hills of the earth. Our bodies wear out. We die. We decay. Everything wears out. The sun is burning up billions of tons of fuel every second, and eventually our sun's going to die. If the universe was to go on for a few billion years, our sun would eventually burn out. It would run out of fuel, and eventually, if the universe kept going on, every sun would burn out, every star would burn out, and eventually the universe would just be a dark, just a universe of essentially cosmic dust. It wouldn't be anything left. Everything is running down. And that's been formalized, like I said, in the second law of thermodynamics. It says the universe is constantly getting more disorderly. And we see that exemplified right here in Psalm 102 and verse 26 here. "They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed." God's eternal, but the universe is not. And one day we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth that we can live in, but only if we've got a new body, right, Bruce? We're going to have a new creation in Christ.
Thank you for that report. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate Brother Davis coming in. He has his program. Did you mention that in your church?
No, I did not. We're on AM 1220 WHKW every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and then every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight with a live call-in format featuring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And then, as you had mentioned earlier, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And let me mention, if anybody has questions about the program, want to know more about Bruce Musselman, go to the website at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. You can listen to past programs there and also click on some of the links to some of the resources that Bruce talks about.
I wonder on our website, do we have my address on there?
I believe we do.
Yeah, that's good. I'll tell you what, I think I'll give you the address, my home address, if you'd like to contact us and give your comments. That'd be interesting to hear your comments. We've had many contacts. People have contacted us on the website. We've had over 2,000 contacts, 500 from the United States and 1,500 from all over the world. So we find out where you're listening, and I really appreciate that. Thank God for that. My address would be Bruce Musselman, M-U-S-S-E-L-M-A-N. Bruce would be B-R-U-C-E. And it's P.O. Box 609-238, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. I'll say it once again. Sometimes when I hear something on radio or television, I have to find my pencil or pen and a piece of paper. But be Bruce Musselman, P.O. Box 609-238. Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. And so I would sure enjoy hearing from you. And, of course, you can get our website, and we thank the Lord. We find out where you're listening all over the world. It's amazing to me where we're getting calls from and the numbers of them. Like I say, from outside the United States, we've got over 1,500 hits on the website, so that's a blessing to know that you're out there listening. The main thing we're doing here is to uphold the Bible as the Word of God, and not just the Bible in general, but we believe God's preserved Word that has been based on the text that's been traced right back to Christ and the apostles, the received text. And, you know, they have another group out of England called the Trinitarian Bible Society. And once again, they uphold the King James Bible and the received text also. We're not the only ones that do this, thank God. And there's thousands of churches all over the world that would be in agreement with, and pastors too, that would be in agreement with what we're saying here. Most independent Baptist churches would go along basically with what we're saying. And so you can talk to the pastor, not everyone, and we have counterfeits everywhere, but you can check with the pastors about this. Now, I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, make some comments on this first, and then I want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. But it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ." God gives us grace, and grace means a gift. By grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So grace is a gift, and God offers you forgiveness and salvation, eternal life, because Jesus has died for your sins. And it says, our Father, it's the Father in heaven, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gives you peace with God and peace of soul. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. So God's forgiveness and all of his blessings come by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then it says that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge. And really, we can't understand what the universe is all about, why we're here, where we're going, what we're doing here, where we came from, unless we have Jesus Christ, because he is the truth, and he tells us the secrets of mankind. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift. And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians. And he says, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, the same Jesus that died on the cross for our sins, the same Jesus that rose from the dead, he will be coming back, and he will be ruling over this planet from Mount Zion, that is in Jerusalem, Israel. That's why the attention is on Jerusalem every day in the news, because God is getting ready to come back. And Jerusalem is built on Mount Zion. And the Old Testament of the Bible says, when the Lord builds up Zion in the book of Psalms, he will appear in his glory. And so Jerusalem and Mount Zion is being built up. There's houses all over Mount Zion, and there is hotels and so on being built on Mount Zion. And it says, when the Lord builds up Mount Zion, he will appear in his glory. That is, people will actually look upon him in the city of Jerusalem, and he will rule this planet. Now, there's many other people today that are feverishly saying this. They say, why the Bible says, predicts they would say this, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain thing, take counsel together against the Lord and against his Messiah or his Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And so all the laws of God are being overthrown in people's minds, at least they say they will be. And of course, when they do that, when they break the law of God, it just breaks them. You say, well, I don't like the law of gravity, and we have a large building in Cleveland, Ohio called the Terminal Tower, and so you say, I don't like the law of gravity. So you jump off the Terminal Tower from 20 stories up, and what happens? Well, you are smashed to your death. And so you people break the law of God. It stands, and they're broken because of it. And so at the end of time, and they're making all kinds of laws today, they're pushing sodomy, which God condemns. And they say, let us get rid of God's law. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, because not only are they going to try to get rid of it, but they're going to try to build a world government, which they're working on right now, without God, without the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is laughing at them. And sometimes Christians become fearful, but if God laughs at them, we need to laugh too, because when they get this thing all built, and they've been working on it for 100 years, and they've been promoting it, when it is built through the United Nations, we call it the United Nuts, and when it is built, Jesus Christ will say, checkmate, and take it all over. They're building it up for him to take over, so he's laughing at them right now. So in 1 Corinthians, it says that they've got their knowledge from Jesus Christ, and it says, you are enriched by all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end. Now, God says if you're saved, he's going to confirm you to the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you something. That is a great blessing to me, because I know that I fail the Lord in sin from time to time, and I have to confess it to the Lord, and I am giving you my personal testimony. But God tells me right here that when Jesus comes, I will meet him, and he will confirm me blameless. That is, I will meet him without any record that I have ever sinned. And if you think that this is strange or question it, you've got to read the New Testament, because It is taught all through the New Testament. It says, blessed is the man to whom God doth not impute iniquity. He doesn't count our sins against us when we're saved. Well, how can he do that? He does it because he counts all of our sins to Jesus, who died 2,000 years ago and paid for our sin. And he counts the perfect and righteous life of Jesus to us. So when I meet the Lord, the Bible says he will confirm you. When I get saved, it says, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And right here he makes a promise that he will confirm us to the end, blameless. I'm going to meet Jesus without any blame, and every saved person is, and every person's been saved, he will keep you. Jesus said, all that the Father gave me, I've lost none of them. When you say that is a sinful and damnable doctrine, you better watch out, because You're going right against the very words of Jesus Christ himself. And he will confirm us. And he said he never lost any of us. But he's going to confirm you blameless. And the day of Christ is when the rapture takes place and God takes us out. And so I can say with great joy that I'm going to meet God without any sin whatsoever. The Bible says he is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. If I had faults to account for, sins to account for, I sure wouldn't meet the Lord with joy. But I'm going to meet him with joy because I will have no faults. Jesus wiped them all out. And he paid for them all the sin, and he counts us as perfect through faith in him. Isn't that wonderful? And so the Bible says, gives us this great promises. Why? Because God loves us. God is faithful, whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's faithful to confirm us. What a wonderful thought. He's going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He's going to do it. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he says, since all this great blessing is given to us, he says, now I beseech you that ye all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, he says that he asked them, because God has promised this, that we speak the same thing. That's what this program is all about. Every year or two, out comes a new version. If a guy got a radio or television program, he gets on there and recommends his personal translation of the Bible. Personal Bible, and they're counterfeits, and they don't come from Christ and the apostles. And these Bibles disagree with each other in thousands of words. That's why we have this program. And God tells us where the true word of God is. He talks about the Holy Spirit. Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit. He says, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And so God's people, it says, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. Despite 200 translations coming out, they all die and disappear, and one continues on from generation to generation. What is it? It's called the Authorized King James Bible. And Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. They don't follow the counterfeit Bibles. They come and go. And they followed the words of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. That's why we don't believe that God's word, the King James Bible, has errors, because the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth, not partial truth, but all truth. The Bible says thy word is pure. And the Bible says that God's word, Jesus said thy word is truth, you know, and so we believe that God's word is truth, and we have the truth. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so we have preachers coming out correcting with what they say the Greek says. Listen, what Greek? When they say that, they're either deceptive or they don't know what they're talking about. There's dozens of corrupt Greek texts. Tell us what Greek text you're using. Then they'll say, well, I'm going by the original Greek. Well, they don't have the original Greek, and there's dozens of Greek texts. And then when they give a definition of a Greek word, and we say this over and over again, what lexicon are they using? A lexicon is the Greek-English dictionary. There's a whole lot of those. And so the guy gets up there dogmatically and says, the Greek says, well, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. You say, well, that's not nice. Well, you know, God called us here. He said one place, my shepherds are all dumb dogs. You know, and he gives a degree, DD degree. It's not a doctor divinity. It's a dumb dog degree. And he says they're dumb dogs, and they refuse to bark. Well, that's what this program is. We're barking, you know, and it might irritate you. But we want to say, God says that we can have the truth. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's in our heart. It says that we can look at the perfect law of liberty. We have a King James Bible here, and we're looking at a perfect Bible today. And there's translations of this Bible around the world, but there's a corrupt Greek text. The modern ones are based on corrupt Greek texts that are, and there's thousands of changes. They've thrown out Jesus Christ 100 times out of the New Testament alone. Now it says, for it hath been declared to me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. And it says, they say, every one of you, I am Paul, and I am Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Now listen, if you don't go by, you don't have a Bible that's infallible, inspired, and inerrant, like we have here on the program, the King James Bible, you have to have your Bible teacher that you're listening to that tells you what it really says. Isn't that simple, isn't it? And so somebody says, well, I'm of John, Johnny, I call him Pope Johnny, John MacArthur, and I'm of Jimmy Swaggart, I'm of Kenny Wiest, and I'm of, they have a whole list of these guys, you know, and so they follow their correction. Now, I mention these people because they correct the Bible. Some of them even use the King James, and they correct it. Well, then they become the authority. Don't you understand that? So everybody has this guru. It says what the Bible really says. But God says, in thy word do I trust, not in my Bible teacher do I trust. And what's that do? That divides Christians. It says that everybody's divided. I'm of this guy. I'm of Jimmy. I'm of Kenny. I'm of Johnny. So on, you know. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be of all one mind and all one speech. And that's what it is saying. You know, Jesus never appealed to the Hebrew. You know, the Lord Jesus would have spoke Aramaic. And we know it on the cross. He spoke Aramaic on the cross when he was dying. So that was probably his original language that they spoke in Nazareth. But he never said, well, the Hebrew says, or this is an unfortunate translation, or a better rendering is. That is all people on an ego trip. And they hear somebody else say it, and Satan appeals to their pride. They become the authority. Don't you see that? You know, that's what Spurgeon said. He called these Bible correctors popelings. So we got not just one pope. He says the pope, Spurgeon says the popes erred often and many. Do we have a new set of popelings fresh out of college, you know, that we're to go by? And then he said his acceptance of the King James is the authority. And so Jesus teaches all the way, the words of the Lord are pure words. And so God said, not that he would just preserve his message and thoughts, but he would preserve his words. And so we need to have a Bible and stand together that we have God's word. If we don't believe we have it, what kind of a God do we have? You know, Jesus runs the stars within a fraction of a second, and they tell time by Greenwich, England, as the telescope is put on the stars. And a God, our Lord Jesus Christ, upholds all things by the word of his power, and he upholds his words. That's why this program got on. I am so astounded and amazed because somebody asked me to come on, and they paid for the time, and then all of a sudden we find we're on almost every major country in the world today, and we're getting thousands of contacts, you know, from these countries of people who are listening. Why? Because God wanted it. That's why he set this up for that purpose. And we try to advertise books. There's people that know the word of God. I'm astounded at the author, Dr. Riplinger, of some of the books that she puts out, like New Age Bible Versions, or she puts out Hazardous Materials, which every preacher should read. Even if you're on the other side, you'd learn something. Or New Age Bible Versions. And I see on the internet all kinds of attacks on it, where there's about 300,000 people that say that they agreed with it and they bought it. But we have God's word today. It says, in thy word do I trust, not in man. Cursed is everyone that putteth his confidence in man. In thy word do I trust. And God has showed his blessing on this particular translation, the word of God, the King James Bible. I'm so glad that you listened, and we'd like to hear from you. Bruce Musselman, P.O. Box 609-238, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. Our Lord and Savior is coming back to this earth, and this is a countdown to the days when he will come back, and he will rule this planet from Jerusalem, Israel, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You receive him, you'll be forgiven, have eternal life, and you will go to heaven and spend eternity with Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.